President Trump's decision to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, brought a range of reactions in North Carolina Tuesday. Congressional Democrats called it a betrayal and cold-hearted. Republicans applauded, though they disagree on how far to go with a law to replace DACA. Immigrant advocates hope for a compromise to help DACA's so-called dreamers. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Jose Hernandez Paris of Charlotte's Latin American Coalition says he was saddened by the president's announcement for what it takes away.
We know that at least 800,000 young people have benefited from this very successful program, not only because it has provided a way for many of our youth to go to school, but also for them to be able to work and for them to be able to take care of their families.
Hernandez Paris spoke at a press conference outside the Charlotte office of Republican Senator Tom Tillis, who says he will introduce a DACA replacement bill within a week. He's encouraged by part of what Tillis is proposing.
The path to citizenship. That is something that in previous proposals have not been included, and that's the reason that for 10 years we haven't really been able to move forward.
A key question will be whether that idea can make it through Congress. Republican Representative Robert Pittenger doesn't like it.
Pathway to citizenship is out. You get a pathway to citizenship by entering this country in the proper way. We should respect those who have come in the proper way. And no, it's not arbitrarily provide a citizenship to somebody who didn't go through the rules.
That's a preview of fights to come over the next 6 months, the time frame President Trump gave Congress when he announced the end of DACA. Tillis isn't the only member of Congress offering ideas. Two senators, Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois and Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, filed the DREAM Act in July. It's the latest version of a bill Durbin first filed 16 years ago. It also offers a path to citizenship. Graham made a pitch to fellow senators yesterday.
If you're a constitutional conservative, passing the DREAM Act should please you because the Congress is doing its job with the president signing a bill passed by the Congress. If you worry about these kids, you should vote for the DREAM Act because it gives them what they, I think, deserve, a new life in their home country.
Hernandez Paris says he hopes Tillis will join forces with Durbin and Graham to get something passed. And he knows it won't happen without compromise.
In our side, we're preparing our community for something that we may not like, but also that the other side may not like. And it may mean compromising, and that is very difficult. It's a hard word to say.
His biggest concern? That the legislation will get tripped up by a fight over funding for President Trump's long-promised wall on the Mexican border. 18-year-old Areli Guevara of Charlotte came to the U.S. from El Salvador with her mother when she was two. She's here under temporary protected status and said at the press conference she wants Congress to solve the nation's immigration dilemma.
It is time for us to demand legislation that solidifies what Dreamers already know. I am America. We are America, and we are not going anywhere.
She says until Congress acts, people like her will be protected, but at a dead end. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.